Well, Father, I thank you for your word this morning. Help me, Father, to proclaim who you are, your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, that we will really understand and hear what you have for us today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It's kind of I really don't have to preach this because the Holy Spirit did it pretty much all this morning, but I'm gonna. All right? And here's my message. Pursue God. What's it mean? So, I don't know. I never get warm, but boy, for some reason today, I'm okay. That's good. It is the anointing. Because usually I'm cold. Well, listen to this. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but you will. A.W. Tozer. Amazing guy. You know, he wrote most of his books on his knees because he wanted to hear everything from the Holy Spirit only. He didn't want to write anything that was his. He wanted to write everything that only he spoke. So when he wrote a book called Pursuing God. And I took some of these, and I want you to hear it. He puts it this way. It's the exploration into the essence of God's nature. Pursuing God. And it's the fellowship of the burning heart. The fellowship of the burning heart. Your heart burns to be in His presence. Your heart hungers to be where He is and nothing else. You can't be satisfied in anything else. Nothing satisfies you. Once you get to that place, oh my. There are so many things that I do and I dislike doing it. You know, I love animals. There was a time I looked to go back into milking cows. And I was pursuing going back into the dairy business. I just loved it. Because, you know, I love the herdsmen. I love doing that. But God has better plans. So I'm still doing it. Not saying that you're a herd or anything like that. But I'm not saying that. Now don't go saying Pastor called us cows. You're sheep. And I won't tell you any stories about sheep because sheep, cows are actually a tad smarter than sheep. Tad. We won't go down that road anyway. We'll stay away from the animals right now. No, we won't. I got to tell you a story. I had a cow pony. Now, if you know anything about them, they're smart. They'll herd, and they try to herd you too. Well, I broke him to ride, but he was about an ornery, as my dad would say, he was an ornery cuss, and he would cuss at him. But that horse, when he got tired of you riding him, he rode right down to the pond and you couldn't, I had a bit and you couldn't pull it, you couldn't stop him. He took you right to that pond and dumped you. I can't tell you how many times he dumped me in the pond. Saddle and all, he didn't care. He'd dump you, get up and go. And you know where he headed? Back to the barn. Said, we're done for today. So I'd have to go back and take the saddle and the... You know, we do that to God. I've had enough. I've had enough, God. Okay, time for me to go back to the barn where I'm comfortable. And God says, why are you going where you're comfortable? Stay where you belong. Stay on the path. Quit looking for the place for an exit to make an excuse. Quit making excuses for why you can't do this and why you can't do that. Because every excuse you make takes you farther from the plan that he has for your life. Gee, think about that. Well, I can't do this because. Well, here's a good one. Here's a good one. I've used this one myself many times. But God, you know, I would do all this for you if I had the money. But I don't have the money. I can't do it. I don't make enough money to do that. And then, here's another one. They're all good. I used them. And one day he shut it all down because I thought they were so good. He said, well, Lord. I said, well, Lord. He didn't. I did. I said, you know, retire. Nah, I'm not going to retire. He said, what? You what? I said, I gave you 4 years more than you deserve. You don't want to do that to God. You do not want to do that. You do. See, I tried to negotiate. Well, you know, if I work this many more years, I'm going to be debt free. Hallelujah. Isn't that what you want, Lord? Isn't that what you want? Negotiation. Be careful of negotiation. Be careful of negotiation. It'll kill you. And it will steal what God has for your life. Because you negotiate so much that pretty soon he doesn't listen to you anymore. Because you're negotiating. And he's not negotiating. Because he'll tell you, I don't care what you think. I don't care about your opinions. I don't care. You say, but Lord, I've gone through so much. I can't do it. I can't do that. You haven't gone through anything. Get it out of your head. Get the path. Man, what's going on, Cliff? I go back here. I go up here. His plan is perfect for you. But you're never going to find it in your own decision-making place. You're not going to find it. Because you keep going back to your past and say, I got to get healed from my past. I got to get healed from my past. Well, let me tell you something. If you don't accept this healing, you will not recognize his total healing for your life. Because you're going backwards instead of forwards. You have to leave those things behind and move forward to the high calling of God in your life. Amen? Move forward. Tozer says this, we need to have a fellowship of the burning heart to pursue after God, after the heart of God, so much so that our hearts will burn with desire to only do His will and with everything within us to fulfill His purposes in our lives. Now, I'm not telling you that you can't have fun. I'm not telling you that you can't do things in the natural. But have your heart, even in the things you do, no matter whatever it is that you do, have the heart for God. You know, when you're mowing the lawn, talk to Him. When you're cooking a burger, talk to Him. When you're cooking hot dogs, talk to Him. When you're cooking steak, talk to Him. When you're in the kitchen, talk to Him. When you're out there feeding the animals, talk to Him. And realize that what you're doing is a precursor of what He's going to have you do later on. I'm not saying that you're going to do all that that you've been doing in the natural, but He will... Do you not know that one day you will judge angels? Do you not know that one day you will judge angels? You who are called by His name, because He has put in you His Spirit. And you will judge angels and principalities and authorities. Oh, I can't go down that road. I did a little bit. All right. He has to be the utmost priority in our lives. We must make our walk with God of that utmost priority. And it can only be accomplished when we first learn to quiet this. We got to quiet our soul, our mind, our thoughts. This is our soul. This is the psuche, the mind, the soul. And let your spirit, your pneuma, come forward. Let it come forward. Let your spirit be in control. I know our makeup. I know our emotions. I know our feelings. I know where we are. I know those things. But you can take authority over them. But you must do it with the Word of God. You cannot do it without the Word of God in your lives. If that word, and it can't just be the word. Understand, it's the word in relationship with Him. It's the combination that's so important. You can read the Bible every day and not have a relationship with God. It does you no good. It's logos, it's words on a page. He wants rhema. The Spirit. He wants life to come into you. I am not going to get through this message. I know it. So, with all that said, listen to this. Today, many preachers and teachers water down or disallow the deep spiritual understanding of the love of God. They stop. They make it so dry and so boring because they're going to blah, blah, blah. I'm not trying to make robots out of anybody. I'm trying to get you to see that God has more for your life than what you're looking at. What you're seeking to do in your life. He's got so much more. And you come here to be lifted up. To be encouraged. That's why. And that's what we try. I try. Raul tries. Whoever's here tries to do. Is to encourage you. not to give up on God. Encourage you to hear His voice. Encourage you to tell others. When you love the Lord so much, you can't help but tell somebody. You know, have you ever had a friend, great friend, and you go, I got to tell you, Marley, about this friend of mine. He is awesome. Man, he knows how to do everything. I mean, everything. So you build them up, right? You build up that friend. And then what happens? Oh, man, I don't know where I'm. I am all over the place today. I really had a plan on this message. But anyway, might as well stay with it. So you build this friend up, and they go, well, who is he? Who's that friend? Man, I want to meet him. You know, if you're excited about Jesus, they're going to want to know that friend. They're going to, because you know him. Yes, because you know him. You're going to laugh at this. Well, maybe not. We're out here putting these tents up. And anybody know Weed Man? Weed Man, it's called Weed Man. Well, the owner, he used to spray golf course for us for the greens. And he pulls up because they had a 10-mile run here yesterday. God bless every one of those runners. That's all I got to say. They asked, he said, next year we're going to get you out. I said, you're crazy. Absolutely not. That ain't happening in my life. So he pulls up. Rich, how you doing, Jack? Good. He says, I've been meaning to come here. Oh, you're more than welcome. Come on in. He goes, you know, I'm going to do that. And so he said, I got to get going. And I said, okay, Ken. I gave him a hug when he came. I gave him a hug when he left. Now, that may seem strange to people, but it's just who I am. Does it change? See, I guess all I'm saying to you is when God is in full relationship with you, you want to share Him. You want to talk about Him. You don't want to just shut up and be a normal Christian. What's a normal Christian? Below standard. I don't want to be a normal Christian, right? I don't want to be normal. I want to be abnormal. Amen, amen, brother? Abnormal. Peculiar. A peculiar person. Peculiar. Weird. Thank you, Jesus. I love it. I love being weird. Don't you love being weird? Come on. Don't be stoic. Don't be stoic. I don't even know what that word means. Stiff? Okay, don't be stoic. Thank you. Joan, if Joan's here, she helps me with the big words. John 10:10 says this. The devil, Jesus said it. We're back in the zone again. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you may have abundant life. Abundant life. Not little life, abundant life. How do I conclude this, Father? Listen, I wrote this, really. No matter what we do in this life, we need to be guided by one shepherd, not organizations or followings, but one who loves us and cares for us. One shepherd. Not one church, not one denomination, one shepherd. Jesus. He's the only one. If a denomination is what you want, you will lose. If you want to call, people ask me all the time, what are you? What am I? That's a good question. Good question. What am I? Follower of Jesus. What? A disciple. What else? What do you believe? Last I looked was all of this. You know? Yeah, but what denomination are you? Well, this? No, no, no. What denomination are you? What denomination? Are you Baptist? Are you Presbyterian? Nope. Are you Methodist? No. Got a method. I'm not Methodist. Are you? What are you? Are you evangelical? Are you Pentecostal? This. Well, what do you believe? This. Well, it doesn't help me. What do you mean it doesn't help you? This should help you all over the place, because this is what the church is about. You know? We're not about a denomination. We're about people. We're about a relationship of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to shout and dance and just. We are not a people of the world. We're not a people of the world. 1 Peter 2:9 says we're a peculiar people. Called people. Chosen people. I don't think they believe they're royal. You believe you're royal? We don't live like we're royalty. We live like we're second-class citizens. You're not second class, you're first class. You're first class. You go to the front. He put you in the front of the line. He gave you the best feed. And what's he ask us to do? Yeah. Call on his name. Call on his name. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Okay. Just go with it. Yes, sir. Romans 10, 9 and 10 makes it very clear. It's confess. What's a confess? I believe. Confess with your mouth. I'm starting to get tongue-tied. Believe in your heart. It's called believe. That Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. That He is Lord. It's a confession. It's a believing. Listen, here's a very simple part of that. God loves you. He gave His Son for you. He gave His Son with a dear, precious cost. And I don't have time to go into all that. at the cross a whipping that he didn't deserve. But when I confess with my mouth of who he is, I'm saying, Bob, I know Bob. I know who Bob is. Bob loves Jesus. He loves God. He loves the Lord. I know Bob. That's what I'm saying. When I talk about Jesus, that's what I'm saying. I know him. I know him. I don't doubt him. I know him. I know what he will do for me. I know what he will say about me. Jesus says good things about you. He says good things about you. He likes you. Imagine that. He likes you. Not only does he like you, he loves you. Think of that for a moment. He loves you. How many of you would do what he did and say, I love you? You have somebody get mad at you and you spit them out like bullets. Boom, 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 boom. And you beat them up. You shout them down. They're no good. They're a bum. Not Jesus. He took a whoop and he goes, Richard, I love you. I love you. No matter what I've ever gone through, I love you. That's what he does. That's what he does for me, for you. Man, does he love you? Oh, how he loves you and me. And I'm not going to sing. I'll get going. So, I need about 4 hours to do this, but I'm not going to be able to do it today. See, Hebrews 4:12 tells us that this word is sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting and dividing. The word of God knows you in depth, knows who you are. I'm going to say it. I'm going to read it. For the word of God is living. It's living. This is living. When you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, this becomes alive. This becomes alive. It's not dead word anymore. It's living and active. Where is it active? It's active in your heart and my heart, in my life. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both loins and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intents of the heart. He is able to judge you and me. And the only reason Jesus can judge you and me, because he took and paid the price. He paid the price. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to his eyes, to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Everything is open before him. Nothing is hid. You are not hid from God. You are exposed. And I could tell you stories, but I don't have any more time. I ran out of time. You want to say something? Because we have to go to a picnic. But that's a good thing. You know, we're going to fellowship around what? Food and the Word. Hallelujah.
Yeah. You know, while Pastor was preaching, the Spirit of God was just saying to me, we need to learn how to kick our own butts. And I'm going to explain what I mean by that. I don't know if you've ever heard the phrase, but they say anytime you use the word but in a sentence, everything you said prior to the word but is negated. So if you say, Lord, I want to love you with all my heart, but. You just gave yourself the out not to be able to do that. And the Lord wants us to kick our own butts, kick the butt, remove that from your thought process, from your speech, because anytime you use that word, you're already setting yourself up for failure in doing what he wants you to do. So instead of giving everybody 10 reasons why you'd like to do this, but you can't, start kicking that butt right out and say, Lord, I love you enough that I'm going to believe what you're telling me and I'm going to do it.
It just went, boom. Whoa. Thank you, Lord. I mean, she blew up. All right, well, let me just bless you before something else blows up. Could you stand? Father, I pray the peace of God that passes all understanding will rest upon your people, that wherever they go, the atmosphere within that place transforms and changes. Because they go with the word of God in their hearts. And Lord, that as they speak and open their mouths, they speak wisdom from your word and that is hid deep inside of them. Bless them today in everything we do and everything we say. Bless this time we have in this picnic. Father, we ask your blessings upon the food. We pray for all those that are preparing. And Father, we thank you that today it will be a great, safe day. But Lord, it will be a time that we will celebrate about you and all that you're doing here at the Light of Victory. Of your goodness, grace, and mercy, we thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen.